Can I ask you a favor? Can you ditch the New Year's resolutions this coming year? Yeah, I said it. If you want to feel a weight lifted because that start of the year is creeping in and you're feeling forced to do something a certain way or at a certain time because you're told that that's the only way to reach your goals, that's absurd. Let's learn how to create simple and sustainable habits to change your life, all right? This episode is going to be a perspective shift on going into a new year, and I am stoked to take your hand, Mama. Let's get to chatting how. Hey, Mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day, and you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, comparison game, and unpredictability of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will give you a simple and sustainable approach to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life. Mostly just to feel like myself again. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their family's priorities and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand to make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving, and finally reclaim your life in motherhood, then you're in the right place. Let's get to the roots of cultivating real change because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot. Let's overcome together. Y'all make my heart explode. I want to start this episode with a review for the Balanced Mom Method podcast by Kukulu over on Apple Podcasts. I'm laughing because I probably just butchered that name and I know her. Her name is Nicole. We have chatted over on Instagram since our firstborns were born back in 2019. So I just laugh because I think it's her maiden name. Anyway, part of her maiden name. Anyway, okay. Nicole writes, Kukulu writes, we're going to laugh about this later. Amazing podcast. Jenna is such a positive person to have in your life. She is so real about how the fourth trimester is and the trials and tribulations of motherhood. Thank you so much, Nicole. It has been such a blessing to be able to walk along our journey of motherhood together the past few years. And for everyone listening to this episode, if you want to be featured on the Balanced Mom Method podcast by sharing your review live on air, that is the number one way to thank me or show me that you are enjoying listening to this show. Because that means that hopefully you're one step closer to your breakthrough and this show can be put in front of more moms who need to hear the light of this podcast. So it would be the hugest help if you could go to the Balanced Mom Method podcast show and leave a review, a rating. Just spare me 1 minute of your time. It would be a huge moment for me. Thank you so much. All right, let's get to this week's chat. I have focused on New Year's resolutions in the past. I've done the SMART goals. I've hustled. I've done the vision boards, and it's all left me feeling defeated. Like I'm being forced into doing something. It never felt natural. And I was just doing like the things through the motion like a robot, right? Why? Why did I feel that way? Why was it not natural? Why did I feel like I was being forced into doing it, but I was doing it anyway? We have foundational needs based on the season of life that we're in. We have to take that into account, okay? I say this is life work all the time because it is, meaning it's your life work. New Year's resolutions and that stereotype of it, that's speaking to billions and billions of people in this world, okay? We are all so different and resolutions, they don't work in my life, all right? We have to also get clear on what we actually want, not what we think we want or feel what we should want, maybe by those societal pressures or expectations. And we have to ditch any limiting beliefs that we have around our ability to achieve what it is that we really want. So ditch that stereotypical resolution because there is such a high failure rate anyhow because of what I just said before, okay? That middle of January slump because a lot of people don't take into account what I just shared above, those foundational needs that we have, the season that we're in, getting clear on what it is we actually want, and really doing that inner work first. We might feel forced and we're not in the routine by that second week in January and we're defeated and we quit because we haven't done that inner work first. We don't know that it takes time to create a habit. We don't realize that it's going to take some steps back in order to catapult forward, all right? So how about this year we focus on our habits instead of our goals? Because it is all perspective here. We still have goals, right? Ultimately, like whatever those habits are that we want to form or that we want to take away, those are goals. But the perspective shift here is focusing on our life work, our breakthrough into being that mom, that spouse, that friend, being that woman that we aspire to be, right? Habits aren't the finish line to be crossed like a resolution. They are the lifestyle to be lived. So let's focus on our habits to get there. And I cannot wait to share with you how the Balanced Mom Method 4-step approach is just what you need in order to get there. What is the Balanced Mom Method 4-step approach, you might ask? You can go back to episode 2 of this show, but I'll give a quick breakdown here, okay? The Balanced Mom Method 4-step approach is when you're feeling out of balance or struggling through something, or you even want to start something new, start a new habit, this approach can be used in any area of your life to make an intentional, meaningful, sustainable change. This 4-step approach starts within, to think differently and develop an empowered mindset. And then it moves outward to master your habits and learn how to take back control of your time, energy, identity, and life. So step 1 is identify. We have to identify those areas that we're struggling through to get to the root of why. I feel like as a society, this is that step that we put under the rug, right? This is that step, that vulnerability piece that we don't want to share. We don't want to think about. We don't want to share our weakness. But this is that piece of the puzzle that makes all the difference. You have to put the judgment aside and identify those areas that you're struggling through, or identify what it is that you want to adopt, what habit it is that you want to adopt. You need to get to that root of why. Step 2 is audit. You need to audit, acknowledge what it is your current lifestyle is. What are your current routines? What are your current habits based on that struggle? Or where are you? Where's your lifestyle right now? If you want to implement a new habit, you have to acknowledge and audit what your lifestyle currently is so you could fit that new habit into your life, or you could be proactive in a solution and not so reactive to that struggle that you're living cyclically day after day after day after day, all right? Step 3 is simplify. How can you simplify and prioritize your habits and routines to take back control of that area of your motherhood or life? Step 4 is implement. Implement those simple strategies into your lifestyle to take back control and to take ownership of your reality to ultimately increase your energy, self-esteem, time management, your quality of life based on whatever it is that you're trying to get through that struggle, overcome that hardship, or implement that new habit. All right. There isn't ever a one size fits all to overcoming our personal hardships in motherhood, in life. But I do believe in the Balanced Mom Method says there are so many parallels with how we show up to our lives. There are common habits and strategies that we can make our own to live an intentional life. So whatever season that you are in, know that you could follow this 4-step approach to either overcome a struggle or implement a new habit. Okay. So let's dive a little deeper here. How do I create a lasting habit that will ultimately help me break free from that survival mode into finding myself again in motherhood, to feel like that weight is lifted, to feel more peace, more joy? Use the Balanced Mom Method 4-step approach. Are you ready? So we're using the 4-step approach here for how to create a new habit, a lasting habit. Step 1, identify. You need to write it out. What habit do you want to create? Get to that root. Why do you want to create the new habit? Okay. If it's exercising, getting to that root of why, is it because you feel that you don't love yourself when you look in the mirror? Okay. You need to identify. So not only write out what new habits that you want to start, but you have to get to that root of why it is. Because getting to that root of why, oh baby, that is going to be your driving force when you don't feel like getting up in the morning to press play on that workout. Or you don't want to get out of your cozy bed, but you do it anyway because you think of that why, all right? So that's step 1. You got to write it out. Step 2, being audit. Now is when you track. You don't know what you're truly doing unless you're tracking, because tracking shows trends. And sorry, mama, we can't always rely on our mom brain all the time, all right? We can play tricks on ourselves. And I'm gonna use myself as an example. My water intake has been crap lately. And I thought I was drinking a lot of water because I was just using like an 8-ounce glass and maybe I would fill it a couple times throughout the day. But 8 times 2 is only 16 ounces, right? I was probably drinking a little bit more than that. But I was tricking myself because I was filling up my water bottle or my cup a couple times a day, but I wasn't drinking a lot of water. So once I started tracking that and realizing like, wow, I am not drinking a lot of water, even though I feel like I am because I'm filling my cup, I had to buy a bigger water bottle because now I know, okay, this is a 50-ounce water jug, a hydro jug. I only need to fill that 2 times and I'm drinking a gallon a day. So that's like that little trick that I played on my mind, but I wouldn't have known that if I didn't track it, all right? So something that I have in the Balanced Mom Method can help with is the Balanced Mom Method Lifestyle Habit Tracking Journal. This is the only habit tracking journal you will ever need as a mom. This lifestyle tracking journal, it condenses everything that you actually will learn in the Balanced Mom Method online course, but it simplifies it for you in a daily, weekly, and monthly tracking format for you to use after you complete the course. And I do want to preface here that this tracker is intended to you to be used after the completion of the course or the Regain Control and Love Your Life ebook, because that really helps you learn the foundation and the fundamentals and the format of the journal. But I do want to offer it up here because it's a phenomenal journal. So let this help you take the guesswork and busy work out of creating your own. Check the show notes for a link to that lifestyle tracking journal. Step 3 is being simplify. It's the simplicity piece here. How can you incorporate this new habit into your life in the simplest way? Can you anchor it to something else that you're already doing? Can you find that time, that 10 minutes within your day, or that 30 minutes before your kids get up, right? You need to use that audit that you did in step 2, and where can I incorporate this in order to do it the simplest way possible? And step 4, being implement, is consistency. Walk it out. You have to now do the thing. Use step 3, step 2, step 1, and now you implement the thing. You start walking out and doing that habit every single day, or let it be if you're goals to, you know, exercise 3 times a week, do it 3 times a week. But you get what I'm saying here, right? That consistency piece, that secret sauce is consistency. You need to do the thing, okay? It's your turn now. If you want to start today or wait until January 1st, that's okay. I do suggest to at least do step 1 prior to the new year so you don't start January 1st without an intentional plan going into the new year, okay? It's totally up to you. I do suggest at least doing step 1 and writing out what habits you want to start and getting to that root of why before the first of the year. But ultimately, you just have to start. Write out the habits you want to start to implement and adopt into your life. If you're sluggish, have little energy, you don't feel like yourself in your skin, maybe incorporating more water or exercise or a tweak to your nutritional regimen, that'll benefit you. Or if you're overstimulated, stressed, have mom guilt, maybe a little bit of take back of social media, maybe a little less screen time for you, okay? Set those healthy boundaries to protect your energy. Get into meditation, into a meditation routine, that could be beneficial for you. And we will be diving, this is a little spoiler alert for upcoming episodes, we will be diving into more specifics in upcoming episodes of the Balanced Mom Method podcast of how to incorporate specific habits into your life. So how to incorporate exercise into your day, or how to drink more water throughout your day. What I and the Balanced Mom Method believe to be the wellness habits for us moms to live in our lives to stay out of survival mode. So more out of that coming soon. So keep listening to the show, little plug there. And head to the Motherhood Empowerment Community and share under this podcast episode graphic one or a couple of habits that you're planning on setting in 2023 to reach your breakthrough. Okay? I want to leave you with some words of encouragement and tips in starting this new journey, because it wouldn't be right to leave without you having a heart-to-heart with me. Okay? I personally love to anchor things together, to either implement a new habit or do things right after another to create a routine. So more mini routines, I guess you could say, I have in place, the less stress and the less overwhelm I feel because my mind and my body expect it. So I'll use my water, for example. I anchor drinking water to other pieces of my day. When I wake up, I try to drink 20 ounces right off the bat. And then before my workout, I try to drink more water. During my workout, I'm drinking water. After my workout, drinking water. I make sure I'm drinking water when I'm eating, okay? So I'm anchoring drinking water to other things that I already habitually do throughout the day. And another little tip here is the goal is never perfection. The goal is to remain mindful of the results that you are after, okay? Show up, take action towards them, keep it simple and stay consistent. Be imperfect, okay? Because if you wait for perfection, you're never going to start. And you can't expect change to happen overnight. You have to show up consistently, do your best, but still expect a few bumps along the way, all right? That's where the grace comes in. And the beginning will always be the hardest. And that is the easiest time that it's going to be to quit because you have to possibly, potentially uncondition your old reality or old habits to create new habits, all right? But the more that you show up, the easier and easier it becomes to sustain because you are reconditioning those new habits and are reconditioning a new reality. So remember, consistency, simplicity, repetition, that is the secret sauce, all right? Start simple and don't try to completely change your life in one day. It is so easy to get overmotivated and take on too much, but that's going to just result in overwhelm, burnout, quitting, all right? Baby steps, one day at a time. I suggest starting with one, maybe two habits at a time, all right? Get those into your life for a couple weeks or a month and then maybe implement a new one, all right? Another plug here, the importance of tracking. You have to track what you're doing. Just, you could grab a piece of paper and just put a tick mark, you know, every day that you do this habit or whatever it is, or check out the Balanced Mom Method Lifestyle Habit Tracking Journal in the show notes again below. That is the only habit tracking journal you'll ever need as a mom. But ultimately, you have to do it for you. That's why step one of identify and getting to the root of why is so, so important. You have to do it for you. Are you ready? Go get after it. Don't forget to share in the Motherhood Empowerment Community what that one or two habit is that you're going to start at the start of the year. And check the show notes again for that habit tracking journal if you're interested. And have a wonderful, blessed, chaotic, but full of love Christmas. Because it wouldn't be fun and you wouldn't be making awesome memories, those core memories, without a little bit of chaos, right? Until next week, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough, Mama. I'm sending my love and light.
You find this episode very well worth farming. Please leave Mama a review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.